Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Thank you for joining the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston. I am so happy that today we are talking for the first time about racial and social justice. As you know, our country is living in a unique moment where we're reckoning with the whole issue of race and racial injustice and racial inequality. And I believe that everyone has a role to play in addressing this issue. And so today I have my sister, Dr. Risa Houston, as my guest. Risa was actually the first guest I've ever interviewed with the Empowerment Zone. And she's also the first person that I've had on my show for a second time. And so she is here to talk about her work as a veterinarian and her racial and social justice initiative that she created for her business, Assistance Animal Consulting. So just to give you a little background about my little sister, she's fueled by a desire to bridge the gap between healthcare professionals and the patients prescribed assistance animals. And so that's the reason she founded Assistance Animals Consulting. It's a first of its kind, and in short, it's a virtual consulting firm of licensed veterinarians, both of which are human-animal bond certified. They partner with healthcare professionals, animal owners, and business owners to provide education and the facilitation of healthy, safe environments for assistance animals and their owners in order to make the human bond successful. Welcome, sister.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for the great introduction.
I'm glad to have you back, and I'm really excited about our conversation today because, you know, the Empowerment Zone is focused on the empowerment of the African American and Latino communities specifically, and we focus on all aspects of empowerment. And one of the issues that falls under empowerment is looking at racial and social justice issues. And I wanted to have you here because most people wouldn't look at veterinarians as people who would be involved in racial and social justice. And so I want to talk about your racial and social justice initiative that you started with Assistance Animals Consulting. But first, could you give us a little bit about your background and who you are, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I believe that, you know, you covered it really well in the introduction. I'm a veterinarian. I'm your younger sister.
A baby sister.
Your baby sister. You did well with raising me.
Thank you.
I won't say that too many more times, but I'll give you that accolade today. But yeah, I am passionate about veterinary medicine. More specifically, I'm passionate about the subset of veterinary medicine that I focus on, which is using my skills and expertise to help facilitate human-animal bond treatment plans. So, you know, essentially people who are using service animals, emotional support animals, counselors or healthcare providers who want to use animals in their therapy programs, in their counseling programs, also, the use of animals in any way which can help improve our life as humans in any way, shape, or form. So whether that's healthcare, whether that's education, I'm passionate about providing my expertise on animal care and advocating for the animal in that environment as that animal is helping to support our life. And so that's essentially who I am in a nutshell. And as a a child of Loretta and Cecil Houston, I also grew up in a household. We grew up in a household where we certainly were educated on as individuals on what are we going to bring to society, right? How are we going to continue to move society forward in whichever way that we're passionate about? And for me, there's one aspect that's veterinary medicine, and then there's this other aspect of my social responsibility and racial social justice, which is another aspect of who I am and what I want to do to contribute to this world to make it a better place.
Yeah, mom and daddy really were big and are big about us being in leadership positions and serving. Service has always been a part of their conversation in terms of our upbringing. So I totally agree with you about that. So let's talk about your work with Assistance Animals Consulting. What made you develop a racial and social justice initiative? I know your business is new, or fairly new, right? Only a couple of years old. And a lot of people think that you have to be a well-established business to make an impact. And so I'm wondering, what was your caveat? How did you get into creating a racial and social justice initiative for Assistance Animals Consulting?
As with anything, there are a lot of different situations, life situations that happen that bring you to this point. So in starting Assistance Animals Consulting, you, of course, talked to me about the importance of also being socially responsible. You know, how as a business owner am I going to also donate my time, expertise, you know, in supporting another organization? And so we partnered together previously to have a discussion on just what my general social responsibility initiative was going to be as an organization with Assistance Animals Consulting, right? So that's one little story of how I got to this big story. And you can bring me back another day to talk about my social responsibility initiative with Assistance Animals Consulting. But then let's jump and move forward to what has been happening in the United States these past few months. I was at work. It was, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, and in three at the most. But in Birmingham at the time, there was a lot of social unrest. There were people marching. We had some issues where there was individuals who, you know, destroyed some businesses, you know, all of that was going on, right? And at the same time, in the news, there was the mayor of Birmingham, the mayor of Birmingham,
Woodfin.
Yeah, Mayor Woodfin. I think in the news it says something like, the Ku Klux Klan or whatnot, then, you know, threatened his life. And so all of this was going on in this moment, right? And I was still working. And I'm in a leadership role in a hospital that I work in. In this role, yes, I'm a veterinarian. Yes, I'm a woman. Yes, I'm also Black. In the field of veterinary medicine and in the medical professions, we are the least diverse healthcare profession, right? And so it's not uncommon for me to be one of a few Black or brown faces in a room when I'm in a veterinary scenario. So we had all of this going on. and in the Birmingham area. So the energy was really anxious. And I had left to go for lunch one day, and I went to a restaurant walking distance from my hospital. And while there, I'm seeing the military Hummers parole the neighborhood. And I just noticed it, and I didn't think anything of it. I was just, oh, like, wow. You know, it just kind of... it just kind of made me go turn my head to the side and say, well, what's going on here? So I'm not big on watching the news and things of that nature. So after my lunch break, I walked back to the hospital, and literally as soon as I'm walking in the door, my hospital manager is like, Dr. Houston, and she's my partner in the hospital. She's like, Dr. Houston, we got a phone call from, you know, Homewood Police Department. They're asking all businesses to close by 2 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock when I'm walking in the door. Close by 2 o'clock because there's going to be some Black Lives Matter protests. They don't know what the energy is going to be like. They don't know if there's going to be... altercations. They don't know what if it's going to be peaceful protest or the more unrestful type of protest. And so we had appointments, we had drop-offs, I had all these patients in the hospital. So then here it is, I have to turn my hat of looking at not only that, there was also a report, there was a caravan of Ku Klux Klan members coming to Birmingham or the Birmingham area as well this same day, right? So that's in the back of my mind. The police have now called and asked the area businesses to close early. This protest is happening at a park, you know, less than 5 minutes driving away from our hospital. And I'm in the hospital as a leader. Now I have to figure out how to take care of my patients, get them home, keep my clients, our clients safe so that they're not coming into our environment, get my team members, you know, out and safe and home and out of the environment. And then me as a Black person, you know, in America, in all this social unrest, you know, in Alabama with the history of severe racism, figuring out how to get myself safe, home safe as well. And so I was really, honestly, very emotionally taxed trying to navigate all of these scenarios and still be a leader in my hospital. So we get the hospital closed down, we get all of our patients sent home, and as we literally are walking out the door at 2 o'clock. So we do all this in an hour, which was amazing. I have an amazing team that I work with, and it was awesome that we were able to make this happen. But as I'm driving home, I remember feeling so uncomfortable. I was angry, I was frustrated, I was sad, I was scared. I was a ball of emotions. And in one part, I was like, remember thinking, why am I driving home? Why am I not driving to the protests? You know, why am I not participating? And my reality was I was scared. I was scared with everything that was going on. And I said to myself, how am I going to contribute? How am I going to move, make my mark for racial justice, you know, and racial and social justice? And I got home, my home is only a 5 minute drive from the hospital. And I called one of my best friends because I was so emotionally unsettled that I just wanted to cry, you know, and let loose. And he calmed me down. He's one of my classmates. He's a veterinarian as well. And afterwards, I realized, as I was thinking, you know what? I have a platform. I'm going to use my platform to make a difference. And, you know, it may not be most beneficial for me to go marching in the streets, but I have a network of people who can make moves. So how can I use my network, you know, of people to create and make change and push for change? And then that's where my mind started thinking about what to do. right? And I know what I'm good at. I know what I need help with. And then that's when, of course, I called you, Ramona, and kind of gave you, it was the following day, I believe, and told you where I stood and told you that I wanted to do something more. And I wanted your help in adding an additional initiative to our organization, a racial social justice initiative. And then we kind of talked through that.
Sister, you know, this is the first time I ever heard this whole story. So you kept this to yourself. Today is the first time I heard this.
Yeah.
So I'm like tripping because I didn't realize that you were under such stress and anxiety and had that experience to come to the conclusion of doing your racial and social justice initiative. So it sounds like a really scary experience, particularly not just being Black, but being a Black woman, you know, makes you a little bit more vulnerable in living by yourself. So anyway, that's an interesting story. In terms of your racial and social justice initiative, I know the reason you called me is because that's what I do is my focus is serving as a social impact strategist and community outreach and engagement, philanthropy, and being engaged in racial and social justice are three different areas of ways people can make a social impact. And so in your racial and social justice initiative that I assisted you in created, I want to get in your own words what your initiative is all about and what you seek to do through Assistance Animals Consulting.
Yeah, so in general, as an organization, part of our mission is to educate and advocate for the health and well-being of assistance animals, right? However, when we talk about this initiative on racial and social justice, part of it is also to advocate for equality and justice for all. And, you know, being a woman of color, and, you know, living in this world, I'm certainly aware of the different ways racism impacts society and you know, different movements. And so essentially, this initiative was about us as an organization being committed to doing our part in educating, promoting, and advocating for human rights of Black and Brown communities, as well as other marginalized groups. And so in doing so, you know, at the end of the day, our ideal world is we want to end all forms of institutional racism and oppression so that we can do our part in creating systemic change to move America forward. And we identified several ways in which we can do this as an organization. One, we want to do our part in educating the public on systemic racism within the veterinary profession. I've already expressed that, you know, our profession, they call it the whitest profession, the whitest medical profession. You know, there's certainly stories that I have, many different Black and Brown colleagues have that where they can speak on their experience as a veterinary professional, whether it's a veterinarian, technician, or whatever, working with animals. And we want to highlight these stories to help educate the public so we can do better with clients within our individual roles, as team members, wherever we work, to help stop racism within the veterinary profession. The second part is...
Wait a minute. Can you expand on how you're educating the public? What are you doing to educate the public on racism within the veterinarian profession?
Oh, that's a great question. So part of our initiative, I reached out to my network of veterinarians. I went to Tuskegee University, a historically Black college and university, the most diverse veterinary school in the United States. And again, I used my network to say, hey, guys, will you all help me by telling me your story that we can share on our network, on our social media campaigns. And so essentially, we asked for Black and Brown veterinarians to share their professional stories of how racism may have impacted them in their role. And yes, I started off with alumni family from Tuskegee University, but it has expanded to other Black and Brown people from other institutions as well, sharing their stories. And we share those stories on our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. And so the goal here is in highlighting these very personal stories is one to say, hey, look, this has happened and this has happened recently, right? This is not just happening in the 60s or 70s, but even now. And hopefully it will help start a conversation on, all right, this happened once. How do we ensure this doesn't happen again? How are we going to organize as a veterinary team? When we step in, how do we engage with a client that may knowingly or unknowingly make a racist or inappropriate statement? And more importantly, you know, how do I touch the people in positions of power in these different organizations to create change within their organizations to support all individuals and associates in their organizations? So that's how we do that with educating within the public on systemic racism within the veterinary profession. The second part is using our resources, capital, and network to build the Black veterinary network. And what that means is, again, you know, how are we going to get the next generation into wanting to be a veterinarian? How, you know, can we guide them, support, you know, these elementary, middle school, high school, undergraduate students so that they will continue their forward movement to go into the veterinary profession? And, you know, how do we try to make it as easy for them as possible to continue their educational goals? I can't tell you how many people I run into that tell me, oh, I always wanted to be a veterinarian, but they didn't finish it up. And so we want to do our part in not only getting the next generation into a Black and Brown children into the veterinary field, but we also want to continue to build upon the current field and organize and partner up to create a continued support system.
That's good. So you're helping in the second initiative in terms of building the social capital of veterinarians. You're actually working to help young people who are pursuing veterinary medicine and also building a support system among existing veterinarians.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Right. And so the third part was partnering with your organization, Kylie Rock Strategies, in an effort to promote strategic philanthropy among veterinarians through the You Matter Fund. Now, what's important with this fund is we want to invest in community organizations focused on addressing racial and social justice issues. Now, yes, is to promote strategic philanthropy among veterinarians, but it's not limited to veterinary professionals. It just so happens that my network is of veterinary professionals. And so that's the reason why I kind of worded it like that. But ultimately, anyone can contribute, and everyone matters. And, you know, the goal, our goal is for everyone to do their part in investing in making social change. And so in regards to our You Matter Fund, you know, that can, you can donate, you can go to my website, Assistance Animals Consulting, and you can donate to the hashtag You Matter Fund.
And so can you expand upon what your goal is for the You Matter Fund in terms of how you see it operating?
Yeah, so our goal is to, again, advance racial and social justice by mobilizing our network and resources of veterinarians. And ultimately, our vision is for the world of veterinary medicine to play its part in ending racial and systemic oppression, to, you know, make the world a better place and to create more equitable opportunities for everyone. And so with that being said, because this campaign has the ability to impact so many, to make the best or the grandest or the largest impact, the goal is to ask for all, if you have or are able to contribute to the fund, to make a contribution so we can strive to make the largest impact possible in donating to organizations who are focused on advancing racial and social justice within the world.
Yeah, I like the ideas that you developed in terms of your racial and social justice initiative. Just to sum it up for our audience, Assistance Animals Consulting has a social media campaign which really highlights the racism and racial injustices within the veterinarian field, and tries to take a proactive approach in not only just highlighting the experiences of African-American and Latino veterinarians, but really discussing, having a public discussion on some of the solutions to those issues, so that the profession can deal with it, as well as the professionals who are handling the services can also be more proactive in how they deal with the public. The second initiative is building the social capacity of African American and Latino veterinarians, so you can build a support network among veterinarians. And then lastly, promoting philanthropy among the world of veterinarian medicine to get people who support veterinarians and who are pet lovers, that they can be givers to the You Matter Fund. And the You Matter Fund is a fund component of the Penny Foundation out of Birmingham. And in that fund, they're going to use that fund to invest in organizations that are doing the hard work of racial and social justice. So actually, you'll be helping to invest in organizations that are on the ground and doing the work in terms of creating programs and advocating for policies that promote racial and social justice. So I'm kind of proud of you, little sister.
Well, I appreciate you. You gave that recap so eloquently.
And oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's really great. Hence the reason why I reached out to you and Kalawar Strategies to assist me in this. you do what you do best, right? And this is part of what you do best. And we all have to reach to those individuals that can continue to help pull us up and make us better in whatever role that may be.
So if you want to give to the You Matter Fund, you can go to Assistance Animals Consulting website, which is Assistance Animals with an S, assistanceanimalsconsulting.com. And there's a link there to the You Matter Fund. And also you can follow Risa and Assistance Animals Consulting on all of their social media pages so you can be more informed about what's going on in the world of veterinarian medicine and racial and social justice. Sister, I'm so happy to have you as a guest. You've been a good little girl today.
Oh my God. Here we go. She saved the best for last, y'all. She saved the best for last.
Well, I'm happy and I'm excited about your work, especially because a lot of people think that only certain people can be involved in this work. And you really have proven that, you know, all of us have a role to play and all of us can make an impact and all of us can serve and all of us can give and invest. I would be delighted to have you back at some point in time to tell me what kind of progress you feel like you've made in terms of Assistance Animals Consulting pushing the needle forward. I would really like to hear that conversation as well as some of the people you've impacted. Have you gotten much feedback from your social media campaign? I mean, or the fund or anything? What kind of feedback have you gotten?
So I've gotten more feedback back from the social media campaign. And, you know, when you're doing something for the first time, honestly, guys, you know, all parts don't always come together at the same time. All parts don't always come together at the same time. And so I haven't really promoted the You Matter Fund as much as I probably should have, especially with some of the other stories that have come out with the Black and Brown Storytelling Initiative. But now I am going to start promoting this You Matter Fund a little more heavily. So to your question, no, I haven't received a lot of donations there as of yet, but also I haven't promoted it. You know, I was just kind of putting it together. In regards to the Black and Brown Initiative, that has been a storytelling initiative. That has been a really good campaign. You know, in this time of age and social media and you're figuring stuff out and you're wondering if what you're doing is effective, if people are engaging, they might read, but they might not press the like or whatever. I was really debating on if I should continue these stories. And I had a former client, older woman, I think she's in her 70s, an older white woman. I no longer see her pet, provide veterinary care for her pet because I moved to a different hospital, but she came and brought me some cookies and a thank you card. And in this card, she told me, thank you for what you're doing with this initiative with Assistance Animals Consulting. She says, please continue to tell these stories. Even an older woman like me can continue to learn and be a better person. And so that was a message to me saying, you know, even if you only get one person reading this, that's one more than you would if you weren't doing it. And so, so yes, I think that the storytelling from Black and Brown professionals within the veterinary profession is healthy. I think it's helping, and I'm going to continue to do this as long as people continue to be willing to share their stories with us.
Well, congratulations on the great work you're doing. I'm so proud and happy for you. And I look forward to you coming back and telling us all about your other social impact strategies later, but also telling us the progress on this racial and social justice initiative. Initiative. Thank you so much for coming tonight, today. Appreciate having you as my guest today.
Absolutely. You're welcome anytime. And as my oldest, you are forever welcome.
Okay. Thank you, sister. I love you.
Love you too.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.